You know, it's time now for our reality check. Joining us is Honolulu Civil Beat's education reporter, Suvon Lee. She has a story about an audit and the fees that are charged to developers to help build new public schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So I know we've had this concept of impact fees, but tell us more about this audit.
Yeah, sure. So this is a self-initiated audit by the State Auditor's Office, and this was recently presented to the Hawaii Board of Education at their last meeting. Apparently, it's been underway since February. So what's interesting about this audit is that it came from within the Auditor's Office itself. Oftentimes, Hawaii audits are directed by the state legislature, but in this case, State Auditor Les Kondo told the board that he self-initiated this audit to come up with recommendations to the DOE to see how it could better implement the school fees impact program.
Well, I know that the whole impact fee concept, you know, we were doing that way back when they were building all these golf courses, that the community felt we ought to have some kind of fee to offset the impact to our community. And there's been lots of interest with the impact fees, particularly with rail coming into town.
Absolutely. School impact fees, for those who aren't familiar with them, were established by the legislature in 2007. So the concept has been around for quite some time. Now, what might interest our Oahu readers is that the Ala Moana to Kalihi track, which kind of does track that Honolulu Rail Project station line, is the latest school impact district identified by the DOE. So the fees for that area came into effect on October 1st of last year. So developers who are applying for building permits for residential units in that area are going to have to pay these fees. There are some exceptions, affordable housing not included. The idea behind the school impact fees really is to allow the residential developers to pay fees in these high impact areas, because if you're building buildings, residential buildings, then the idea is that student enrollment in those areas is going to grow. So they ought to offset some of these expansion costs or building new school facilities costs is the idea behind the impact fees.
Well, I know that for Kaka'ako, there was a concern that the elementary schools were going to get tapped pretty quick.
Right, and Kaka'ako, as we know, is hugely rapidly developing. Even some affordable housing units in that area, too, are really coming up on the rise. So I think people are watching to see, the implementation behind this fees program. As we see development in that region, as we see, you know, what's going on with HART and the rail project, I mean, all these things are sort of now colliding, or rather the DOE's plans for new schools, even a vertical school in the works. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And going back to the audit with the school impact fees program, the auditor said that he really was trying to come up with recommendations for the DOE to see what implementation of this project could be better conducted. I think there's still more planning to be done at this point, but we're expecting a report sometime in June is what he said.
Okay, well, we'll be anxiously awaiting the results of that. But thanks so much, Suvon.
Sure thing. Thank you.
That was our reality check featuring education reporter Suvon Lee. You can read the entire story online at civilbeat.org.